This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can the Vikings slow down Joe Flacco?
Probably. I would still rather be in the Vikings quarterback position right now than the
Browns. I would too.
You say that now, but you might not be saying that next year.
Yes, I said that right now.
You might not be saying that next year if they draft him. No,
but they don't play the Vikings next year, so it doesn't matter.
Right now, Spencer, they are getting a quarterback ready to start week one in that game that they play the Browns. The Browns are not getting a quarterback ready to start week one. They're still trying to figure out what they're doing.
They're giving a quarterback time
sooner
off,
rather than later, though, according to Kevin Stefanski. We're going to find out. Do you buy, Danny?
Yeah, I believe that.
Do you buy, Danny, that this is like it's funny. We spent so many years like towards the tail end of the Roethlisberger era, and then when he was gone, and it was like Duck Hodges starting games. We spent so many years trying to say this is finally the year the Steelers take a step back, and Mike Tomlin just doesn't take steps back. He's always middling around 500.
I think they've taken steps back because I don't look at them as a contender.
True.
Like, I think that is taking a step back, but they've not fallen off.
Yes.
I think is probably the better way to put it.
And that it was going to be time for the Browns to finally surpass them, and this is the year that Ty Dunn is co-signing on the idea that they finally leapfrog the Pittsburgh Steelers. He must just really hate Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, I don't think Pittsburgh's going to be great, but I think what they're going to do is be who they've been. They will win somewhere between 8 and 10 games. They will probably make the playoffs, and they will lose in the first round of the playoffs because that is what the Pittsburgh Steelers have done for the last almost a decade at this point. It's been a really, really long time since they've won a postseason game. Like, their postseason win drought is staggeringly long for that organization's history. I don't expect that to change this year. Now, do I think the Browns are going to finish ahead of them in the AFC North? Probably not. And that probably, to me, says more about the Browns than it does the Steelers, because I expect Pittsburgh to be a pretty average team in the AFC North, because I think they have a pretty average roster, and I think they have a quarterback who is probably a little bit too old to be doing this. But I can also say the same thing about the Browns.
Yeah, what I find so interesting about the Aaron Rodgers part of this is this kind of does feel like the ultimate fork in the road for Pittsburgh. It's like if Mike Tomlin can win with even an old Aaron Rodgers, then maybe he deserves like a lifetime contract there. Like, he'll just never get fired. But conversely, all these years of Mike Tomlin keeping this thing afloat, Aaron Rodgers might be the thing that actually like makes this whole formula he's found bottom out, and they actually finish with a losing record this time. They actually missed the playoffs this time, and then he actually does finally get fired.
That's the only thing the two organizations have difference right now with the two old guy quarterbacks, right? Is at least Joe Flacco's not a divisive guy in the locker room.
Yeah. No, Steelers, correct.
Right?
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers, that's all we know about him, especially, you know, that last couple of years in Green Bay and then the New York years.
Yeah.
He's going to divide people, and that's
something that the Browns cannot afford. Yeah, maybe that's what Ty's leaning into. I don't know.
I think for Pittsburgh, this is like I look at this as potentially the last year of let's expect them to be above 500 and make the playoffs and stuff like that, because Aaron Rodgers is going to be a one-year thing.
Yeah.
He's not going to play for Pittsburgh next year. He's probably not going to play in the NFL next year.
He makes it sound like he's retired.
But they have no plan beyond him. Their backup right now is Mason Rudolph. And we know Mason Rudolph is not a plan.
future.
A 6-round pick. He's not a plan. Like, that is not a legitimate quarterback plan.
Hey,
beyond this
people
year.
People think Shedeur Sanders is going to be the franchise
again,
quarterback here. So
not a legitimate
Tom
quarterback
Brady was
plan.
A 6-round pick, Danny.
Okay, congratulations to the one guy that's worked out. We don't have to compare. We don't have to compare Will Howard, who, if not for the expanded college football playoff, probably does not get drafted. We don't have to compare him to Tom Brady.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If the college football playoff last year does not get expanded to 12 teams, Will Howard does not get picked because Ohio State doesn't make it and they don't win the national title and he doesn't get picked because of that.
Those 4 games did do a lot for him. Danny,
yes,
all right, speaking of Ohio State's playoff run, does it get an asterisk by you because they didn't beat Michigan?
No, I think it makes that game mean less, which I don't like.
We knew that going in, right?
But I don't think that it gives what they did an asterisk. I mean, I think they beat four pretty good teams to earn that.
Derek Moore, defensive end of Michigan, he's giving it an asterisk.
I congratulate them on a win, but you know it's not no real win if y'all ain't beat us. So I'm gonna congratulate them on their win, but this year it's gonna be different.
I mean,
how will it be different? What from the Michigan perspective makes this different? Like
I guess he thinks they're going to win the title this year.
Well, they're not. They are not going to win the title this year.
Well, can I just go with the low hanging fruit thing here, which is if Ohio State gets an asterisk just because you beat them, are we not going to, you know, elephant in the room here? Like, are we not looking back and giving you guys an asterisk for your championship?
See, I think that stuff's overblown because I think every college football team steals signs some way or another. Like that talking, like Michigan was really, really good. They won the national title.
The NCAA, they also cheated.
They won the national title because they had an awesome roster and they had awesome players. Like, I think that's just such sour grape stuff. And this is sour grape stuff for Michigan too. But at the end of the day, they did beat Ohio State and like they get credit for that and they can be happy about that. Like I'm sure not happy that Ohio State won the national championship because Ohio State wouldn't be happy if they beat Michigan and Michigan went on to win the national championship. Yeah. There'd be sour grapes on both sides because that's how these things work. But I don't think either one really has an asterisk.
Can I say, like, actually I'm glad that it happened the way that it did and Ohio State went on to win, mostly because like we needed this. Because there was like Ohio State had an unhealthy relationship with that game specifically, like Ohio State fans. Well, in Ohio State too, like it's clearly Ryan Day, like it's in his head. But they needed this to sort of let us all take a step back and realize, like, guys, there's more important things in this sport than just like your biggest rival.
See, that's
I know
what
it's
I
a
hate.
Big deal.
That's what I hate. That's I what I hate because but, that okay, has been the most important
Alabama,
thing in the sport forever.
Alabama, I think they've done it multiple times where they won a title after losing to Auburn. You think like
I don't think they've ever done that because
no,
that's always the last game of the year.
One of Saban's last titles they won after they lost. They lost to Auburn and they still won. There was a year where they both. Where they lost to Auburn, they still went on to win national championship.
I don't remember them making the playoffs after losing to Auburn.
I don't remember which year specifically it was, but I know
I don't recall that happening.
Because I talked about this previously and I looked it up.
I don't recall that happening.
It definitely happened. If I had time to look it up, I would.
I don't recall them making the playoff because I can't imagine them making a 14 playoff after losing to Auburn.
No, what it was they lost to them, but they still made like the SEC championship, and then they still got rewarded for winning the SEC. That's what it was. So they still got in because the SEC champion always gets it.
I mean, that would maybe be a little bit different because you won your conference, something Ohio State has not done in a long time either.
True, but I'm just saying. All these other teams lose their rivals and they still go do great things.
No,
and
you brought up one example. It's not all these other teams. Okay, you brought up one example ever.
All I'm saying is...
It's not all these other teams.
There was too much wrapped up in this one game.
No, there was not.
The thing that matters is winning the championship not the most important thing?
College football historically has been built on stuff like that. And to see it go away from that and make it... I hate that it's possible.
It can still matter without being the end-all be-all. It can still matter without it being like, okay... The championship is the ultimate goal.
That's possible. I cannot stand it's possible.
If the script was flipped, Michigan would be doing the same exact thing.
And I would hate that too.
And they earned the right to do it. All right.
I would hate that too.
We are very out of time.
You should have to win your biggest game in order to get to the bigger games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.